Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. I'm the Rev, and you are hearing everything turning on here in the studio. If you're hearing some little sounds here and there, it's fine. We're just getting ready for y'all. How is, you can tell I'm from Texas, y'all. Hey, tomorrow night I'm going to be on Warn USA's program, Warn Radio. We're going to be there at, I think my time slot's 8:30. I'm not too quite sure. It may be an early call-in, especially since UT is playing Alabama for the national championship. I got to email Dana and see what time I'm going to be in the studio. I don't think I'll be there for the whole broadcast. They have a whole plan out there. He has some questions for me and stuff. And I'm really going to, it's going to be exciting because I haven't been a guest on another person's show. I've always been the host, and it will be fun. Like I told him, prophecy is not my strong suit. It's something that that I look at, and I look at men like Jack Van Impe, Hensley, and Hagee, and those guys with those weird last names are all good men of God, and even him himself, Dana Smith, really good as far as getting the prophecy information out there. But I will attempt it. Hey, I will always try it. And he actually sent me some questions, so I think that I'm going to look at the questions tonight and pray before I go to go take care of things in the morning and be there in the evening on the show. And he is in Wyoming. And no, I'm not going to Wyoming. It's going to be a phone call, so I'll be here watching the UT-Alabama game and seeing UT win a national championship. Anyway, for all you Alabama friends, sorry about that, but you go Tech. Go Texas Longhorns. Go Longhorns. Oh, my friends, I appreciate you coming in and joining us on the first broadcast of the new year during the week. This is the third broadcast, but the first weekly broadcast shows have been strong. I've been praying. If you've been listening and if you've been putting together anything, we're supposed to have some guest hosts on the first week, but those didn't quite come out like we wanted to. And you know what? That's fine. I know all these ministers are busy and doing things, and who knows what kind of things they're involved in, but they're busy. They're just trying to get so much done. And I know that end of the year is usually a wind down type, end of the year type thing. And that's no problem either. We don't mind. We know that this ministry's doing what it's doing, and it's going forward. And just excited about things. I got some emails from Peter Stanway, from Charles Mellett, and they just excited about what the station's doing. I shared with them the stats of this last month, and Pastor Mark Fields is actually Pastor Charles Mellett's pastor, Reverend Charles Mellett, Evangelist Charles Mellett. It comes on Fridays and on Sundays, at Fridays 8 o'clock, Sundays 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and he was just amazed. Pastor Mark Fields, which is one of the most listened to broadcasters on ChurchStream, he was just amazed at how we were going and what we were doing and how the response is. So I want to encourage you. We don't know anything. I was talking to my brother, Gabriel Yanez. I was talking to him just before the show, probably a couple hours ago. He was just seeing what he was going to do, see if he wanted to come into the studio or if he wanted to do a phone call. And he had a lot of things put together too, and just trying to get going. But we're just talking, and I tell him, you know what? You don't know how many people we're touching. I told him that. I go, it's amazing. And I told him that I'm going to tell you the same thing. This is good ground. If you're looking to sow a seed, my brothers, this is good ground. This is good ground. Why is it good ground? Because souls are being touched. Lives are being changed. People are searching the internet and coming to this station. I am really excited about that. Really excited about that. That God could take a simple person who loves him with all his heart and use a gift that he had back when he was 18 and 19 years old and a passion for video and audio and turn this around. I've been preaching. I'll tell you this. I've been preaching since I was 16 years old. I always knew I was going to be a preacher. Dorothy Davis, an evangelist, came by at the tent one day and that she had a tent that she would come out and preach. And she told my mom what she was going to have, a baby boy named David. He's going to preach around the world. I came out expected to preach. And I tell you what, I have not failed that prophecy. I come out and I preach. Now, there was a season in my life where, and every minister goes with this, that you're just like, I can't do this anymore, and you jump into something else. But at the same time, that's when I just went back into doing market, retailing, real estate and stuff. But the call on a man's heart is going to pull him. The call on a man's heart is going to change and challenge him. If you're not getting challenged, my friends, and we're just jumping right into this today. If you're not getting challenged from where you're at, and I was talking to my brother, and he was just really disappointed on a lot of things in his life, on his ministry, and I tell him, you're always part of this ministry. All you got to do is show up. Hello? You're part of your church's ministry. Is all you have to do is show up and say, God, I want to be there. I want to be in the perfect plan, perfect walk, perfect will for you. Sometimes God allows an easiness in your spirit. A restlessness would probably be the word. And when you do that, you wonder if you're in the right spot. Well, maybe you are in the right spot. Maybe you're not. That's between you and God. Maybe there's things that God's identifying what you're doing now that can improve or can be let go of, and something else can happen. Maybe. Maybe. That God, oh wait, we're getting a little bit of feedback. Maybe. Give me a second here. Maybe people who need to be touched by you are waiting for you to grab a grip of your situation. Today's topic is supposed to be about integrity, but God is leading me, the Spirit of God is leading me in a different way right now. We're going to run with this. I'm giving my address. It is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. My email address, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. My friends, please email me. I haven't got an email from... I think if emails can show dust when one comes in, mine will be a sandstorm. It's like it has a... I have different emails and addresses, and my David@RevMediaNetwork. I always get emails in that from broadcasters, friends, people that... That's really just this station's ministry address, because that's where everything goes. People that want to get on the air and shows going back and forth, uploading and stuff. That all comes from right there. I tell you, my friends, my spirit is speaking today. My heart wants to tell you something. God is talking to someone out there. I'm gonna read you a scripture. We're going to start off with this scripture. How about that, my friends? We're going to start off with this scripture. And I had another scripture put aside, but like I said, God is doing something. Sometimes I come to this program and I have something that I know that I got to talk to you about, and I write it all out, and then we go with it. And sometimes I come to this material and I know what I want to talk about, and I have it written down, but we don't get to it because sometimes something I've been studying or praying about that I'm going to use for a different time, God says, talk about it right now. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Hallelujah. Father, just bless this word, Father. Let it get into people's heart. In Jesus' name. A man's gifts maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. That is an awesome, awesome, awesome scripture. I'm going to testify to you right now. That scripture is happening in my life in this very moment. Hear me out. That scripture is happening in my life this very moment. Why is it happening in my life this very moment? I'll tell you this. It is happening because the gift that I have, not only in preaching and teaching, I never used to be like be called a teacher, but that's mainly what we do now on the pulpit. If you look at every broadcast that's out there, everybody's teaching now. Very rare are they preaching. Even Rod Parsley and T.D. Jakes are almost at a teaching mode. Shambach's the only one. They can't hold that man down to teach. He's going to preach regardless. You can chain him up, but he's still going to preach. That man's awesome. He's one of my favorite preachers. Now, I love to preach, and I preach 50% and I teach 50%. So it's different depending on what the mood and spirit is at that time. Because I pastor, I preach every Sunday night, and most of the nights I'm actually teaching. The nights that I really preach and really get into something, it's different. I just go back and forth seeing what they need. If they need to wake up, I start preaching. But the thing is this, my friends. I want you to get this in your heart. A man's gifts maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Now, besides the preaching and teaching, like I said, that I've done, I love audio and video. Really, I love video, but because I love video, you have to learn audio. You cannot learn video without knowing audio, just like you can't do video without learning lighting. If you don't know a thing about lighting, you are not going to know a thing about shooting video, because lighting and video go hand in hand. Audio and video go hand in hand. If the sound is not right and you got bad sound in your video, people are going to see the missyncs and stuff. I see a lot of missyncs, even on broadcast television. My ear and my eye are very in tune. I see a lot of missynced television programs. But that's not what we're talking about. Your gift is going to bring you before great men, but it's also going to make room in your life. This year, a challenging year, we put a station together. We built the websites for the station. I had to get all the equipment. I took 2 months off of work, almost 3 months off of work. That I stopped working in the retail business that I was working in. I stopped doing real estate. I slowed down because all I can do for almost 30 days was this station. And we went through a lot financially, me and my family. And I tell you what, I made it all up this year. I started to just keep going forward and be faithful. How many of us out there know that we have to be faithful to what God's called us? That regardless of what's happening around you, you got to keep it together, my friends. Have you ever seen a ship on the movies? Maybe it's a submarine or a ship that's a naval ship. That you will see a civilian ship. People running, flying, screaming, trying to save themselves. And then they all jump off, or they don't know. They're just running in panic. There's no organization. They don't keep it together. Well, being in the military, I can speak of this. Every training that we do, every exercise, every drill is built for one thing and one thing only. And that is to keep us alive when this trouble hits. I want you to hear me. To keep us alive when everything's blowing up around us, when everything's going crazy, to keep our mental toughness there. And I preached a sermon and did a show on that. You go to the archives, look for mental toughness in my sermons. So, every time that we do something for God, it's going to be a challenge. Anytime you try to step out for God, it will be a challenge. I'm going to tell you something of a book I learned, and I know that I've been talking about Bernie Davis a lot, and he was a great man, passed away when he was 52. But he was a great man. He had miracle power in his life. And I talked about this yesterday. I'm going to talk about it just a little bit more right now. And that is this. You have to be strong mentally. And you got to hold everything together. Because just like I gave you that example of the people that are out there on the ocean, or on the bottom of the ocean, middle of the ocean, wherever, sub or ship, they have to be mentally strong because they cannot lose it. mentally. You cannot lose it mentally. If you're ahead of your family or any part of your family, but especially the head of the family, you cannot lose it mentally. You have to believe with all your heart you're going to make it through. Because I tell you, if you can stay focused, stay faithful, a man's gifts maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. I have talked to great men. I have met with great men. Now, I used to be with the ministry that I was the bag boy. I was the little boy Friday, if you want to call it. I was the one that would carry the bags. I'm like 6 foot almost. And I'm carrying bags for my mentor in ministry. And he's about 5 foot. And I was going to look more like a bodyguard for him than an evangelist, a co-evangelist with him. I would preach for his ministry. I would carry the bags. And I did sit with great men, but I didn't sit with my gifts. Did not bring me before those great men. His gifts brought him before those great men. His preaching, his anointing, his calling, his ministry. It brought him before great men. Cincinnati Reds owner, Vander Holyfield, Benny Hinn, Shambach, David Wilkerson. I met all these men through him, through his ministry. But it was his gift that brought it through them. God wants to give you something that is yours. God wants to give you something that is your gift. He wants to bring you to a platform where your gift, hallelujah, where your gift is going to be used. I'm telling you, my friends, this is a sermon. His gift, your pastor's gift, your sister's gift, your brother's gift is not your gift. Come on, we're talking to someone out there. Someone out there is going through this right now. Your mentor's gift is not your gift. God has just given me another sermon. And I want you to realize this. When I say this, I'm only saying this stuff to help build you up. Your mentor's gift is not your gift. Dr. Paul's gift was not my gift, but I met great men. I did. God honored that. There's so much you can get into this. So much you can get into this. But the thing is, my friends, when you finally know that drive in you, there are people that are able to serve and that fit into the serving mode and that can be with the ministry for 20 and 30 and 40 years. And they fit right in, they work, and they don't want to go any farther because they have no drive to go any farther because that is what they were built to do. But if it's in your heart, if it's in your spirit, if the people that I'm talking to know what I'm talking about, if it is in your spirit, you will get up. You will. And you will do something. Your gifts and calling are not subject to repentance. Your gifts are within you. The scripture tells us to stir up the gift within you. Stir up the gift within you. My friends, what I'm trying to tell you is that when we started this station, we did not know what was going to take us. I think people do not realize where it's been and where it's going. And what have we accomplished so far in these short 6 months that we've been on the air? I'm telling you this right now. I was able to sit with Gerald Davis, a great man. I was able to talk to Peter Stanway from Scotland, a great man. Peter Gammons from the UK, another great man. God is bringing great men into my life. The scripture is unfolding and bringeth him before great men. Now, what I was telling you before, Your gift will make room for you. You hear that all the time. And you always wonder, when, God? When am I going to be able to do this? When am I going to be able to get this ministry off the ground? When will I make it happen? When will I make this happen? You know what? I forgot to log into my chat tangle. So give me a second. Let me log into my chat tangle. Not that any of y'all send me a message here and there. I'm still waiting for some messages from chat tangle. And I understand. You may be a little shy. That's okay. You hear us logging in? Your gift is something that God put in you since you were born, my friends. All right, there we are. We're on Chat Tango right now. We're connected, so if you want to send me a message, you can. I have it open. I can view your messages. What is your gift? Well, I'll tell you what. I think I've had several of them. One's definitely evangelizing. I love to preach and evangelize. No, that's my gift. Pastoring is a gift. Teaching is a gift. But I think this media technology, as far as publishing books and media, audio, websites, those gifts are bringing, or those kind of trade gifts in a way, are bringing me into the realms of great men of God. This station, this drive to put this station, this pursuit to put this station. I could have gave this up a long time ago and said it's not working, but I said I don't know who's listening, but I'm putting it up. I'm making it possible, and people are listening night and day. To the point where my gift has made room for itself. How many of us believe we can't live without finances coming in? I'm telling you right now, and I'm not going to take an offering. I'm just saying that. Without the finances coming in, there's no way that we can get things. We need funds to pay lights. We need funds to pay our daily lively expenses. The station, so young at the time, I did not think it could run with me. Just after I built it, after I got it up and running, and we got the programs. I'm telling you, the first month we built this program, this station, we had two host contacts, Charles and Dana. Both of them on the air, both of them doing their shows. And for Charles, I was with them for 4 months. Get this, 4 months, logging them in each time, sitting with them, till he got a hang of this, and he was able to get it, and he runs his own show now. I don't have to do anything but plug what he sends in. God sent seasoned men of God that preached the word of God. Every man of God brought their own audience and stuff. Peter's bringing his audience. I can see the numbers increasing. Daniel Vasquez, I'm going to sit with him, work with him, till he gets to a point where I can wing him off and he can do his own shows. But what I want to tell you is this, my friends. Your gift will make its way for itself. No doubt. No doubt that your gift will make its way for itself. It will pull its own self into your life. Now, you want me to explain to you? That's fine. I will explain to you after this commercial. We'll be right back. Here is an update about Rev Media Network. I hope you enjoy this. We'll be right back. Stay on the air. Do not leave. Do not put down your laptop or computer. God bless. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Yannis, host of BidWatch with the Rev and the station manager for Rev Media Network. Just wanted to give you our monthly ministry update, just to get you caught up with what's going on. And we have had over 75 people come to Christ this last month of November and December combined, and about 46 of those people also came in for prayer and prayer requests online. So I want to tell you that we're doing some good things. Rev Media Network is pushing forward, and we are having some great opportunities coming up. We have ministers from England, Scotland that are contacting us that want to have their shows. We have local ministers here in Kingwood, Houston, and Humble that are all getting a part of the station. So by 2010, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be have an expectation, because we're going to have more ministers on the air for you and more broadcasts happening. Also, 2009, November and December, you have seen the launch of our television channel. lately we've had been doing a lot of different things in radio, but now we have the television channel with an episode every few days, and we're moving forward on that. I want to welcome to the station Pastor Daniel Vasquez. He is going to be hosting a show starting in January 2010. We'll have him on the bio page and get that going as well. But I want to encourage you that this ministry is moving forward. We're going to be opening a channel in 2010. We're going to see some great things with a channel opening in Peru that's going to stream right here on Rev Media Network. It's going to be in Spanish and English back and forth. So we're going to see some great things happen on that station, on that channel in our station. Also, we're partnering on the website with other countries that want to start a channel here on Rev Media Network. We're going to partner with them as well. So pray for these upcoming endeavors or adventures. I like to call them adventures or events coming up. I want to also thank KeepingMyMarriage.com, who has been airing a webisode every month, and also thank everyone that is listening to this station via Warren USA, who has a satellite, and also Sunday International, who has a satellite stream of this broadcast as well. I want to thank all our partners in ministry. I want to tell you thank you for being with us for our first year, and all the host of Charles, Dana, Judy, Mark Fields. I want to thank all of y'all for being a part of this station when we just started up, and we're seeing some great things. The Church Stream website is doing awesome. We have a lot of hits on that channel. We have all the pastors lined up that send in their shows. We're going to see that shows all put through. We're going to see about 10, 15 of those added this year alone. So November, December, all the way back to July, we've done a lot of progress. I want to know, let you know that you're a part of that and that you're being a big part of it by supporting. So if you haven't supported and you're thinking about giving us a donation to help us, we will appreciate that because we are putting everything out there. We are not a commercialized radio station. We are believing that God will provide through donations and through divine gifts that He has for us. So God bless you. Thank you again for tuning in to Rev Media Network. I want to tell you that this year is going to be a blessed year, 2010. We're going to see some great things happen. God bless you. Remember, my show is at 2 o'clock, Monday through Friday, Midwatch with the Rev. I'll see you then. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Amen. How did you like that commercial? That was one of the quick ones I put together. Found that music. I like it a lot. I'll be on. I just got a reading of Dana Smith from Watchmen and the Warrior for tomorrow night's show. We just got the confirmation for tomorrow about 7:05 Mountain Standard Time. So that's about, if you're Central, that is about 8:05. So we will definitely be on there. It's going to be fun. And I hope that you can tune in. Remember, you can listen at warn-usa.com, or you can listen here on Rev Media Network. You can hear that on Channel 1. Now, I will be revamping between now and this week some changes on the station players itself. I'm going to take some of the stuff out. We're going to leave the chat thing in there because that's there for y'all. But I'm going to also put together a couple of more. Let me answer this one. A couple of more stations on there, and we are going to put a music station. So if you know artists that want to be on the program, that want to have their own CDs, audios, and stuff, their own, but it has to be original music. I can't have anything that they are playing that someone else is, and they're just rehashing it. I need them to play, have their own original music and lyrics, and their own original talent as well, because of record labeling and everything like that. Privacy, and the digital rights management is what it's called, DRM. It is what stations have to do and report to the FCC and to all these other places. Now, we're not FCC bound because we don't have a signal, but there are rules and laws on the internet, and the DRM, the digital rights management law, and we have to maintain that kind of stuff. So that's the reason we just play original talk shows and stuff, because we have... It's originally made. It's not something that has been copyrighted. It's not something that has royalties that need to be paid or anything like that. So we're fine. So I will just need people that really want to start their own shows and start their own music and are an upcoming band that probably can't get played on the local Christian station. We're here for that. We're here for that. But back to what we're talking about. How is your gift makes room for yourself? How? Well, because of all the work that you're doing and stuff for God, God will simply just slide your ministry into your life. It'll slide into your daily work. Now you say, I don't have time. I go to the gym, I go to work. Tuesdays it's practice with the kids for band or sports, or and your afternoons plan, you have a scheduler, a little PDA day planner, and you have your little BlackBerry or your iPhone with all your appointments and everything. And you say, how do I have time to do this? Well, if you're faithful in ministering, God will be faithful in allowing that gift to develop. This ministry is ministering through radio. This one is ministering through the Word of God. Through radio, media, audio, and books. And of course, preaching. But someone's got to preach for the radio, media, audio, and books. Now let me tell you in my life. So maybe if I give you this example, you will understand this. And I'm sorry, the first 30 minutes I was standing up, so I'm sitting down now. So I won't get sluggish here for you. But just to tell you this. Like I said, as soon as I felt that the station was at the point where I can actually just maintain it, because I had to learn how to do the feed and how to keep it running 24/7, and it requires constant monitoring. When I got comfortable with it, I went back to my old job and start working retail again. And every time I try to go 40, 50 hours, you know, working retail, it's easy to get to 40 to 50 hours. Something will come up. Something will come up that I had to keep myself below 30 hours. Not station-wise or anything else, but physically I got hurt and I couldn't work more than 20 hours or 25 hours. And then even during some of the times I thought I was in B, getting 30, 40, over 40 hours, things happened. I couldn't. Either someone got sick at home or I got sick or something came up. And every time I tried to take charge again and become a supervisor, something came up and it just didn't work out. It was not on my end. It wasn't on their end, but they just didn't. It just didn't work out. So you know what I did? I just got content with it. I'm just there to take care of some hours to make sure we have some seed money, because you got to have seed money. If you pray to God, God says he will give the sower seed. And I have to believe in the prosperity that God's going to bring to this home, to this ministry, to this family. But at the same time, how the scripture says right here in Proverbs 18:16, my gift made room for me. Because I started spending more time, when all my days off, I would spend more time and more time doing the work of God versus the work of man, which is just regular day labor stuff or whatever. Whatever you do. I now can see where the business that I have, the real estate and mortgage, is at a point where I spend a few days on it. I go into the retailer 3 days a week now. Maybe four if I want to. But then I spend the other 3 days during the week doing the work. Television, radio, my gifts have made room for itself. They created a time in my life that I have to be able to be a steward of them. Come on, now I want you to get this. I don't know how better to explain it to you, but your gifts will maketh room for him. Your gifts will open doors for you. It will open things for you, but you have to be a steward now of them. You have to manage them now. And all of a sudden, 5 days of my calendar, or 6 days, I usually work 6 days a week, 6 days of my calendar is down to 3 days. The other 3 days belong to my studying, my praying, their station, and anything else. I'm at the point when I work, and I pretty much work almost all the time. Even on Sundays, I'm at the church, and that's work right there. It requires diligence. Let me read you a scripture that I was going to share with you earlier. But your gifts will make room for itself. It will. There's no doubt about that. The plans of the diligent man lead surely to plenty. Let's go to Proverbs 21. Just a couple of 21:5. 21, let's see, 21 what? The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plentiness, but of everyone that is hasty only to want. I'm telling you, my friends, the thoughts or the plan, the plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty. Now that's obviously out of the NIV. I want you to be encouraged. I'm going to look up that scripture in the New American Standard. Now, I heard people hissing, but yes, the Rev is going off to King James for this moment. We're going to take rogue action here in and this reads a little bit different. The plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. You have to take care of what's in front of you, my friends. You have to take care of what's in front of you. No matter what you do, your gift is coming up from God. It is. It is. You have to decide what you're going to do with it. How you're going to handle it. I tell you what I learned, and that is this. And it's something that I put on my website the other day. And I think I'm going to put that on Rev Ministries as well. And David Yannis Ministries. And that is this, my friends. That is this. The only person, and this was about books. And we can move it around a little bit. This was about books. And it said, I wrote on there, the only one that cares about your book is you. And this was on Rev Media Publishing. In fact, let me get the right phrase on it. I'm going to go to it on my website right now. As soon as I close all this crazy stuff popping up. We'll go ahead here. Rev Media Publishing. Give me a second. We're going to get there. All right. Rev Media Publishing, here it goes. Let me tell you something that I found out for myself when publishing my first book in 05. Your book is yours. Nobody cares about it as much as you. It's up to you to protect your ideas, hard work, and writing in the final product. Now, same thing. If we took those same words and we turned it around and we said this. Your gift in ministry is yours. Besides God, nobody is going to care for it as much as you do. Nobody will care for it as much as you do ever. It is your responsibility to keep up with it. It is your responsibility to feed it. It is your responsibility to finance it. It is your responsibility to pray for it. It is your responsibility to build it. Don't wait for your pastor or anyone else in your life to give you the perfect key to a ministry. You're fooling yourself. It's not going to happen. Well, that's controversial. Well, I don't care if it's controversial. I don't care. I don't care if it's controversial at all. All I know is this, my friends. From experience, I have to pray over my ministry. It's Revelation Ministries, which is Rev Media Network, and everything that falls underneath it. I have to feed it. In other words, I have to read and pray and study what I want to do next. I have to learn stuff. I have to build stuff. I have to get it together. I have to give it the Word of God. And learn the knowledge about it. Learn the Word of God. I have to. There's no choice. Nobody besides God cares for your ministry as much as you. Nobody. I really feel this is for someone, because every time I try and go around it, God is pulling me right back to it. You have to feed it. You have to build it. You have to pray for it. What was the other two? Come on, someone on Chat Tangle, send it to me. I tell you, my friends, it is so easy to get misled. It is so easy. It is so easy. You, my friends, you need to want it. You need to believe in it. If God has been calling you to ministry, I don't know how you cannot get there. If God has been calling you to ministry, I don't know how you're not going to get there. Because if God is calling you, you're going to get there. But don't lie to yourself and think that your church, your friends are going to hand you the golden key to a ministry and you're going to run with it. Ministry comes from sweat and sweat equity. Ministry comes from stepping out in faith. Yesterday on the broadcast here on the station and even on the evening show, I don't know if anyone looked at the show last night. If y'all looked at it, we were trying to get this thing where it was going to be live, and we usually only broadcast a pre-recorded show for MidWatch. But with this new software that we have and this new partner that we have in video streaming, I was trying to get this thing live, but all that would come up was a black window, and it would not feed anything out. And it may have been because we had a lot of bandwidth going out with the regular channel. So I think when I go do that, I'm going to have to switch the station computer to the auxiliary computer or even to my home computer, because I can run the show off my home computer sometimes if needed. If the station goes down, that's what I do. Sometimes I will run it off this right here. I kind of rotate it between three places and three computers to keep the hard drives and stuff fresh, but because it takes up a lot of memory, so I got to go and clean out all the stuff that it has in there every single week, every single computer. Tell you what, it's okay though. It's fine. But all I can tell you is this, my friends, that is, we tried to put the show last night and we talked about faith requires action. And in that, you have to do it. You have to get out and get out there, because no one will give you a golden key to ministry. You have to believe that God has called you and that you're supposed to be out there doing what God has for you, no matter what. Let me give another plug real quick. Tomorrow night, we're going to be on Watchmen at about 8:05, 8:10 Central Standard Time, Mountain Standard Time, 7:05. And depending on how UT and Alabama plays, I'll be in good or bad mood. No, I'm playing. I'll be in good moods regardless. But I want you to tune in. We're going to have a great show. I don't know what time I will actually, how long I'll actually be on there. But I might call through my Skype phone, because I can put a headset on and I can talk. And it's a little bit more comfortable than having a cell phone in my head. Especially I'll be on there for half an hour or an hour. But I want to encourage you, that's for sure, to view tomorrow night here on Rev Media Network or warn-usa.com. Now, on January the 21st, we are going to be having another webinar. You can view that on keepingmymarriage.com. Keepingmymarriage.com. That's where you can view the webinar. And I will try and get that updated in all the systems. That I have it on the system, on the webinar, on that one thing. So today, that's what I'm going to be doing, is building that and replacing that everywhere. So I do want to encourage you. I do want to encourage you to pray and to believe and to trust that God's gift in you is going to happen, no matter what. And it will make room. Well, in my life right now, the room that that gift has made is a whole new thing. I'm adjusting to it still. One thing for sure that I've learned in this scripture, in this passage, that when it makes room for you, that means there's provision as well. And I know that each one of us, like I said earlier, to know that we cannot run the place without finances. We cannot run the place without finances. So I want you to realize this, my friends. When God makes room for it, then there's going to be provision on the other side as well. But this is something I want you to get, and we're going to finish off the subject with this. I'm looking for the scripture for you right now, because the reason is this may take a while to get done. But you got to remember is that every time there is a change in your life, and you know God sent you the change in your life, you got to be certain that you know that you know that you know, and it's in your heart and in your mind, because how you act on everything else is going to come out. How you react when trouble hits, because God may give you a promotion in ministry and in spirit, and you got to trust God to continue with that promotion, that it was from God. So in other words, you cannot buckle up. Remember I told you about being mentally tough and being strong and saying no matter what, it's going to be good. It's going to be better when the ship starts sinking. You got to make sure you know what you're talking about and how to survive. Don't get rattled. Don't get shaken up, because God has not given you a spirit of fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear. He has not. He has given you something else. And we all know what the Word of God says. Spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. I tell you one thing about fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is the opposite of faith. And if you have fear, that fear is a spirit, and you're going to have to deal with it. I told you this before, and I'll tell you this again. No matter what, my friends, you got to look at fear, and you got to tell fear it has no place in your life right now. That it has no place in your life. Right now. I mentioned to you yesterday and told you that God used Bernie Davis a lot in ministry, but there was one time that Bernie said that he just didn't know what was going on. He thought a lot of things were going good, and then all of a sudden he get this, a lot of things in the crusade went well, had a lot of people come in, a lot of people get saved. Then all of a sudden this looming feeling came upon him. This fear came upon him, and it started to rest on him. And he started to panic. Remember I told you about mental strength? Knowing not to freak out and run out the door? He started to panic. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do. He started to panic. Then he remembered something that his father told him, and he said that fear, faith is the opposite. I got it written down right here. Let me get it for you. It's all the way in the front. Maybe it's one more. I have a lot of notes on the subject. Faith is the opposite of fear. And fear is a spirit you must deal with. Can I hear an amen? Faith is the opposite of fear. And fear is a spirit that we must deal with. So he looked at that day. He looked at that day. And he knew that he had to stand up to it. 2 Timothy 1:7. Let's read that. He had to stand up to that fear and rebuke it and tell it to leave. And tell it it had no place there because God has not given him a spirit of fear. And you know what? It left. It left. And he had the most successful crusade week, not just one day, week that he's ever had. And here in 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. What did I tell you about the mind? You got to keep it strong. Got to keep it strong. Remember, faith is the opposite of fear. So if fear comes creeping into your life and shows its ugly head, which is the devil, you tell it to leave in Jesus' name. Your gift is the gift that God has given you. We're supposed to talk about integrity today. We'll talk about it another day. I'm going to remind you about our show coming up tomorrow night with Dana on One Radio at 8:05 or so. I'll be calling in, but tune in here on Rev Media Network. I want to tell you, coming up next, right after me, it's going to be Judy McKern, 3 o'clock. She'll be doing her show. I pray that you listen to it, and she's a blessing and a wonder to the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you, my friends. Remember, my address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can write me, TheRev, at midwatchwiththerev.com. God bless you, my friends. We'll see you next time on Midwatch. Thank you for listening.